This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, April 18th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. When workers are trying to get their union recognized, it helps to have a lot of friends from around the world. That was the message auto workers in the southern United States received recently. Radio Labour senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The international labor movement is showing its support for workers at a Volkswagen plant in the U.S. state of Tennessee. Union activists from seven countries visited the plant in the city of Chattanooga. They came from Poland, Germany, the U.K., Brazil, Mexico, South Africa, and Switzerland. Volkswagen management is refusing to negotiate with the local union of the United Auto Workers, the UAW, despite being told to do so by the National Labor Relations Board. The bid to have the union recognized by VW started in 2015, when more than 70% of the skilled trade workers at the plant voted to join the UAW Local 42. The local union, despite not being recognized by management, is still recruiting new members. Workers at the plant complain of safety problems, constant shift changes so employees are unable to plan their lives, and forced overtime adding to up to 11 hours a day for 13 days in a row. The visit by the union activists from around the world was coordinated by the global union Industrial. Industrial represents 50 million workers in 140 countries who are employed in mining, energy, and manufacturing sectors. Walter Sanchez, the general secretary of Industrial, said that Volkswagen's refusal to recognize the union is illegal and violates the global framework agreement it signed with Industrial in 2002. The agreement calls on Volkswagen to respect the rights of workers to join unions and negotiate their wages and working conditions. Gary Castile, the National Secretary Treasurer of the UAW, told the media, "The United Auto Workers will continue to seek dialogue with VW in an attempt to get the company to end its union busting in Chattanooga and enter into negotiations for a first collective bargaining agreement with UAW Local 42. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
The world is facing a serious lack of healthcare workers as many countries face increasingly older populations. One of the global unions fighting to get nations to recognize the need for more trained, decently paid healthcare workers is Public Services International. The PSI represents more than 20 million workers in 670 unions in 154 countries. It has recently started a campaign called the Human Right to Health, aimed at promoting universal public health coverage. I talked to Rosa Pavanelli about the need to train more healthcare workers if countries are to improve their health systems. Ms. Pavanelli is the General Secretary of PSI, Public Services International.
The world is facing a dramatic shortage of health professionals. It's estimated that we need to create 40 million jobs in the health sector not to solve the problem of the shortage, but at least to face this problem and stabilize it. And 18 million of these in the developed countries. So health worker conditions and health worker training and education is something very important to stabilize our systems. Second, we care about health workers because in the public sector, is the healthcare sector the one where we have greatest rate of migrations and mobility of workers from the developing world to the developed countries to face this shortage? And third, there are so many issues related to working conditions. Just let's think about health and safety. This is one of the sectors where workers are more exposed to infection, to contagions, to all kind of possible disease that can come actually from the performing of their work. It's one of the sectors, along with education, where there's the highest level of violence at the workplace. And not only violence from, you know, colleagues or the employer, but mainly from users. So it's really one of the sectors where we can address the most part of all the issues that are affecting workers globally.
I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.